Tensions are on the rise in the Middle East. Israeli plans for annexing parts of the West Bank are moving forward with the blessing of the Trump administration. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is pushing back. That's Abbas in a speech earlier this week. He announced that the Palestinian Authority would no longer cooperate with Israel and the U.S. on security issues. Ambassador Hussam Zomlot is the head of the Palestinian mission to the United Kingdom. Palestinian officials, Ambassador, referred to this as a Judgment Day scenario because of its potential to cause chaos and violence. The security cooperation with Israel has also benefited the Palestinians, so why go down this route?
Because since Netanyahu was elected Prime Minister of Israel in 1996, the two-state solution and the peace process has been on a deathbed. What annexation would do, as declared by Netanyahu himself, would be switching off the life support machine, which is primarily that we could change the de facto control of Israel, the status of military occupation, roll it back, end it via a process, via international mediation, but changing that from a de facto illegal control to what Israel would describe as a de jure annexation would be a game changer. And therefore, we are not in the business of just wasting time, and we will have to look into alternatives to achieve our legitimate rights.
It does take two to tango, though, and remaining in the peace process means you're actually keeping it alive to a certain degree. Are you worried that the other players are now going to say the Palestinians were not as serious as everybody thought they were?
The international community knows this very well, that the Palestinians have really been engaged for more than 27 years. However, the annexation is a new ball game altogether. This is a kiss of death to any prospect of a genuine, sovereign, independent state of Palestine.
In his speech, President Abbas did not set out a timetable for withdrawing from the agreements, and he did not explain how the Palestinian Authority would function without the agreements that really support its existence. Have you been updated on any specific timeline for this?
Well, this isn't about timeline. President Abbas, the Palestinian leadership, and the Palestinian people have arrived at a moment of truth. So far as a political process with Israel, this will not deliver a two-state solution as espoused by the international community. And I'd like to remind our listeners here that the two-state solution was never a Palestinian demand. It was a Palestinian concession. It is, first and foremost, an international formula. Unfortunately, throughout this process, Netanyahu has been capable to actually derail. The U.S. has done little over the years to curb Netanyahu and the Israeli right. And now the U.S. administration, that is the Trump administration, is directly complicit and directly involved in the annexation and the illegality. And the rest of the world is incapable to do any substantial consequences for Israel actions.
Ambassador, how concerned are you that as the decades-long goal of a two-state solution seems to be evaporating before our eyes, that young Palestinians, beset by conflict fatigue, will be almost relieved that as long as they have rights in an Israeli state, they'll be more or less satisfied?
I'm not concerned. And if the people of Palestine decide to go for one state, equal rights, let it be. It's a decision for the future generations. But the previous generation have tried in the most genuine possible way to achieve a solution based on international legitimacy. We have failed. If the next generation decide that the best course of action is equal rights, let it be. And, you know, I believe that the world will support Palestinian quest for such equal rights. I mean, I don't believe anybody in the U.S. or anywhere else would question the very legitimate demand for, all men and women are equal. This doesn't mean the end of the Palestinian cause. No, it only means the beginning of a new journey.
Ambassador Hussam Zomlot is the head of the Palestinian mission to the United Kingdom. He's been speaking with us from London. Thank you for your time, Ambassador.
You're most welcome, Marco.